Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, recently retired 49ers running back Frank Gore now facing charges related to a domestic violence incident. Good afternoon, I'm Amanda Starantino. Those charges from police in New Jersey come after an incident last month. Atlantic City police say in late July they were called out for a report of a dispute. They found the victim talking with hotel security. That victim did not show any signs of physical injury and did not file a complaint at the time. An investigation led to a simple assault charge against Gore. He has been issued a summons and a court date has yet to be set. New details as an extradition hearing happening now in Hawaii is related to a Bay Area cold case. Gary Gene Ramirez is in a Maui courtroom for an extradition hearing. He was arrested for the 1982 stabbing of a teen in Santa Clara County. Ramirez faces murder charges. Karen Stitt was just 15 when she was kidnapped from a bus stop in Sunnyvale, sexually assaulted and stabbed to death in September of 1982. Economists showing some optimism that inflation may finally be slowing down. Dina Demetrius has the results of a new report and why there are still reasons for concern.
Gas prices are much higher compared to last year, but the national average for a gallon has dropped about a dollar since mid-June.
I think it's great. Great, great, great.
That's a big reason why the pace of inflation is slowing down. The government says overall consumer prices were up 8.5% in July compared to the previous year. That's historically high, but better than June's 9.1%.
It appears that June may have been the peak in inflation, and I don't want everyone to get too excited because it's just one month.
The report comes as back-to-school shopping is in full swing, and there is some good news for parents.
Meredith Casey is buying for her son Jack, who's headed to college.
We're getting all the last-minute necessities, school supplies, clothes, shoes.
The new report shows prices for educational books and supplies only increased 3.1% over last year. Computers actually dropped 3.5%, and smartphones are down 20% in the past 12 months.
One month doesn't make a trend, but if things go well in the future, I think that we are likely to see prices trending lower through this year and into next.
While prices on some items are coming down, there is still sticker shock at the grocery store, with food prices up more than 13% over last year, a rate not seen since 1979. Rent costs are also rising rapidly. The Federal Reserve will meet next month and is expected to implement more measures to try and slow down those increasing prices. Dina Demetrius, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Some of the bright spots in the report include airfares. The price you are paying to fly has dropped 8% from June to July. It's also now cheaper to book hotel rooms and rent cars. So we mentioned those gas prices earlier. Here's a closer look. Statewide, drivers are paying about $5.40 a gallon right now. That's down about 70 cents from last month. However, it's still a steep price at the pump. This time last year, the average was around $4.39. Let's look at the U.S. stock market now. Dow's up in the green, about 425 points. We're going to get over to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch now for a look at our forecast. How's it looking for this Wednesday?
It's not that bad right now, actually. As we extend into the afternoon, daytime highs are still sitting right around average, and that'll continue to be the case for us, really, as we head into this week with just a notch warmer temperatures, all due to high pressure pushing its way in from the south. Now, with that in mind, it's also going to dry us up, and it's already dry off in our east inland hills right now as we speak. It's going to continue to see a gradual drop in relative humidity, not only in the bay, but really off in our east inland hills as we extend into our Thursday forecast and all the way into Friday and into the weekend. Now, one thing I do want to mention also, we've been seeing clear skies off in our east inland hills, and that's going to continue to be the trend also as we head into the weekend. So if you have any outdoor plans, don't worry about it. You're not even going to see a cloud in the sky. We're going to talk more about what you can expect coming up in the full forecast in a bit, but for now, back to you, Amanda.
Former President Donald Trump pleading the fifth in a New York courtroom, this part of a long-running civil investigation into the Trump Organization. The deposition comes days after the FBI searched Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in an unrelated manner. Here's Naomi Ruckham.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel? Former President Donald Trump gave a thumbs up Wednesday as he left Trump Tower for his deposition, but he later released a statement saying he didn't answer any questions. The civil investigation led by New York's Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is looking into whether the Trump Organization misstated the values of multiple real estate properties to get favorable loans and tax deductions. In May, her office said it had collected substantial evidence that could support a lawsuit against Mr. Trump, his company, or both. In a statement, Mr. Trump explained his reason not to testify, saying, "I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, you have no choice." The former president also said the search of his Mar-a-Lago home earlier this week by federal agents solidified his decision not to testify. Monday, the FBI looked for documents at his Florida estate that are believed to contain classified information. This is the first time a search warrant has been carried out against a former president. The former president's Republican allies accused the Department of Justice of politicizing the agency.
"It was an outrage and an abuse of power."
U.S. officials tell CBS News approval for the search came from the highest levels of the Justice Department. Naomi Ruckham, CBS News, New York.
Well, at least two of Trump's lawyers were there as the FBI searched the estate. The former president claims the FBI would not allow anyone near the areas that were being searched. New at noon, Bay Area leaders calling on Governor Newsom to sign a bill allowing safe drug consumption sites. SB 57 is a bill that would allow for city-run drug consumption sites in San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles. Trained staff would supervise the use of the drugs and let participants get clean supplies while also referring people to treatment programs. Supporters say this is all about preventing overdoses on the streets.
"The status quo is an absolute travesty. There is nothing more radical or extreme than allowing people to lie on our streets, to use drugs, and to die without intervention."
Senate Republicans want this vetoed. They say the measure does nothing to get drugs off the streets. Then Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a similar measure in 2018. Governor Newsom has signaled he is open to this. Federal judge rules that Walgreens contributed to San Francisco's opioid epidemic. The ruling says Walgreens did not properly look into suspicious opioid orders for almost 15 years. San Francisco sued the pharmacy chain in 2018, the city attorney speaking just moments ago.
"Distributors and pharmacies push these drugs out to patients with no regard for their obligations under the Federal Controlled Substance Act or to flag suspicious orders. And as the court said today, Walgreens significantly contributed to that problem."
Walgreens plans to appeal the ruling. A later trial will help determine what the company has to pay.